19 years old when I got into the Big 12. Just kidding. No, not
even close. As much as people tell us it helps them, it's helping that we're getting so much out of it as well. So, yeah.
I love being able to call John O'Neill and talk to him.
You know, losers have excuses and winners have programs. So yeah. I figured that I'd just call it up.
I've heard it said that a referee can make up to 7 decisions per play.
Let's just get right to the news.
And I have never known 10-2-5-A-1 better than I do right now.
Thank you.
A genuine love of football that came from my dad. I don't know how close this episode will air to Father's Day, but how about a shout out to all the dads out there?
Okay, Dwayne, here we go.
Yes, sir.
Let's do this again.
Back again.
Together.
What I wanted to say was something simple here. Thank you for everybody that contributes to what we try to do here and to help out.
Yes.
And because there are many of you out there, and obviously everybody doesn't know everybody that helps out because it is what it is. But you are thought of often, at least by us. So I appreciate all the help that people send our way. With all that junk said.
With all that said, yes.
We are together again. We're going to have a little conversation today, like we do on a weekly basis here at this thing. And we're going to talk a little rule talk. What we're going to say. A
little continuation.
There we go. Continuation of the previous conversation.
Yeah. So we did 5.1 conversation 53.
Yes.
So following that, that's 5.2. So
that leaves us 5.2.
Yeah, we can complete that
cycle.
That voluminous rule.
And what did you call it the other day?
The
not so sexy rule.
Yeah, this is. I was thinking about when we were preparing. Uh-huh. We were both preparing for this, and I'm like, this rule is just not sexy. Yeah. You know, I'm not. It wasn't like totally into it. I'm like. You know, other rules have a little more sexiness to it, to it, kicks and passes and all that good stuff that you can visualize and kind of, you know, I don't know, just makes a lot more sense. But this one's not as sexy, although it's very important.
Very.
So like you can't run a game without this rule.
Yes.
So. Anyway,
and so when you said, what came to my mind was we're working really hard here to try and bring this rule 5 to life.
Yes.
And what I mean, we're working hard. We're really trying to make it sexy. Okay. I guess without a lack of a better term. So, that's what we're going to do today.
I mean, we skip by how we doing and all that stuff, right?
Yep.
So it's mostly because we're busy. But one thing I wanted you to bring up was as we prepare for clinics in the season, you guys did something yesterday, a group of you, to help you prepare.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want you to share that just as an example of, you know, some creative ways to prepare for the season.
Okay, so what we did is 3 of us yesterday, and we're going to do this again in a couple days before our clinic.
Yep.
Right now, maybe 6 or 7. We're trying to get almost 7 people to have a complete conversation of a crew on the field on specific situations. And we really wanted to focus on a few areas. Momentum.
Mm-hmm.
6-3-11, where we have a touching in the end zone by a kicking team member.
Yep.
Right. And some 10-2-5-A type stuff. So a foul by the non-scoring team.
Right.
That ends in a touchdown with an illegal touching, that type of thing.
Yep.
Kind of what Matt Mills talked about.
Yep.
So we ran through probably 15 or 20 scenarios, and then we would change them up from time to time to see if things changed. And all it was basic spot conversations, but with landmarks on the football field.
Yeah.
Right?
That's great. I mean, we've done this in the past, and I mean, just the exercise of being on a field and seeing the markers on the field, the landmarks, the space coming together,
yes,
and having a conversation, mm-hmm, all that stuff is pretty valuable, and just kind of a creative way to do something other than read the rule book.
Right, because the person that really had the idea, I mean, we've, like I said, Dwayne and I have done this in the past to prepare for other things.
Yeah.
So the person that wanted to do this is a visual learner.
Yeah.
And so for the visual learners out there, this is a good exercise to, like, when we have this situation on the field, we have a ball on the ground at the end of the play,
mm-hmm,
right? Ball goes out of bounds, line judge, whoever has forward progress has that ball on the sideline on the ground. We have a flag on the ground somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And in a lot of our situations, we had a beanbag somewhere because we had a fumble. So to just see these things in placement, and then after we place them, whoever made up the situation was the acting player person to report to the referee,
mm-hmm,
what happened.
Yeah.
And so that alone, that right there was a huge practice situation of, how's this going to sound out of my mouth to the referee? Because the biggest part of this whole thing was we envisioned the referee had no idea what happened. So we have to paint this perfect picture for the referee to understand what he's about to tell the world,
mm-hmm,
and what he is about to instruct his crewmates to do to orchestrate all of this. And so the biggest point was, how's this going to sound? Because how important is that for a referee to not know what happened, but needs to know what happened?
Yeah, absolutely. And I haven't gone through that before. It's like, And we always talk about, practicing whatever you can practice. And this is a great way to get a number of those things together.
So that was fun.
So, I just wanted you to share that.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure we got that out there.
So before you go forward,
we
skipped it over. How you doing? Everything good?
Everything's good. Yeah. Just came back from a clinic.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
My conference clinic, and everything went well. Pretty challenging test,
mm-hmm,
but I did well on it.
Good.
And just seeing all of the folks there, the other fellow officials and, mm-hmm, all that stuff, because you really see them most people once a year, because everybody else has games.
Sure.
And unless you have games with them, you're not going to see them
right
until the next clinic.
So this is the time that you can network a little bit and say hello. And
Yep.
Good. So, good. Meet and greet.
Yep. okay. So before we get started, I'm going to hit the quote of the week real quick.
Hit it up.
So this one's a little different, longer. It's kind of a set of bullet points by Tony Dungy. And it's just you can use it in football or in life in general. And so kind of some guidelines, basically, 5 guidelines. First one says, be on time. Show that you're reliable. The second one says, take ownership. Do whatever it takes. The third one says, respond to adversity. Set the example. The fourth one says, execute. Do it the right way all the time. And the last one says, act like a champion. Put the team first.
That's great stuff.
So
great values all around.
All right, here we go.
Okay, so 5.2.
5.2.
5.2.
Yes, the least sexy rule in the book.
Here we go.
Maybe. It's maybe. Close second to maybe rule one. So 5.2 is titled Down in Possession After a Penalty.
Mm.
And so, I guess it is what it says, right?
Yep.
Pretty much what's the down.
Right.
And who has possession after a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Enforcement. Excuse me. So the first one is 5.2.1. Foul during a free kick down. And it says, when a scrimmage down follows the penalty for a foul committed during a free kick down. The down and distance established by that penalty shall be first down with a new line again.
Mm-hmm.
So that one's not very difficult, but still, they had to put that in there. So,
sure.
So as an example, we have a free kick from the 35. At the B20, Team B commits a foul for an illegal wedge formation during the kick.
Mm-hmm.
B2 receives, so after all of this, after we enforce the penalty, then since there's going to be, the next down is going to be a scrimmage down. Oh, excuse me. The end of this play is B2 receives the ball and runs out of bounds at the B45.
45. Okay.
So A's going to accept this penalty.
Mm-hmm.
And the next down is going to be a scrimmage down. So we know after enforcement, it's going to be first down with a new line again.
Yes.
So it's not going to be like first and 25 or something to start off
with.
So basic rule, but. You know, this is why it's not sexy.
It's just stuff that you do automatically.
Yeah.
But it's written somewhere and we're going to read it.
Yeah, exactly. But suppose you're like learning the rules in like Tanzania or something. You need to learn that part.
Right.
Okay. Let's move on because I think there's a lot to get through. next one, 5-2-2.
Okay.
Penalty resulting in a new series.
Okay.
So we talked about new series. It means a new set of downs, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So, and so it says it is a new series with a new line to gain. And then there's A and B. So A says after a penalty that leaves the ball ball in possession of Team A beyond the line to gain. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
After a penalty that leaves the ball in possession of Team A beyond the line to gain. So... As an example,
this is after, through enforcement, not on with like an automatic, right?
Correct.
Okay.
This is correct. This is
resulting
after the result of the play.
Okay.
At least in A.
Sure.
So A 3rd and 10 at the B30, A9 takes the snap and runs for 5 yards, so he's 5 yards short of the line to gain.
Uh huh.
Right after the snap, B99 grabs and restricts A55 to prevent him from pulling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have a holding foul on the defense during a run. So we're going to enforce that from the end of the run.
Right.
Right, because the run ended beyond the neutral zone.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to be 10 yards, but we don't get an automatic first down with this one.
No.
Right? Because it's not a pass play for one.
Yes.
And so we don't automatically get a first down, but that 10 yards results in a new line of game because we ended up beyond the line of game.
So, right.
So we're going to get a new series.
So as an example, some referee may say, 10-yard penalty for defensive holding.
Yep.
10 yards results in a first down. The word results instead of automatic type thing. So.
Correct.
That's where we're at in this little group, right?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. My next example is going to be 1st and 10 at the 50. A22 takes the handoff and runs to the B20, where he runs out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
During the run, A88 grabs and restricts the defender, allowing the ball carrier to run by.
Okay.
And so, let's say this foul occurs.
Yeah, where's the foul occur?
Maybe 5 yards behind the end of the run.
Okay.
So the 25.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, it's going to be a spot foul.
Yes.
So the offensive has met the line to gain, right? They got to the line to gain. They're 30 yards beyond it.
Yep.
Just so you can kind of picture this.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 yards behind that end of the run. There's a foul. So we're going to enforce that from the B25, 10 yards, and that's going to take us to the B35.
Which is still?
It's still beyond the line to gain.
Right.
So this kind of illustrates a penalty by the offense, and you're still behind, you're still beyond the line of gain after enforcement. And so teammate's still going to get a first down with a new line of gain. So it'll be first and 10 after this enforcement.
Yep.
All right. So that's A in 5-2-2. And the second part of 5-2-2 is B. And all that says is, and I'm going to read the first part first, it is a new series with a new line of gain after a penalty that mandates a first down. Right. So if it mandates a first down, as in personal fouls by the defense or unsportsmanlike fouls by the defense or other things in penalty statements, then obviously there's going to be a first down and a new line of gain.
So right.
Pretty
self-explanatory. So, yes.
All right.
Okay, what so 5-2-3.
Yes.
Is foul before a change of team possession.
Yes.
So now we're going to start getting into changes of possession. Right, it gets a little thicker.
Yep.
So A, 5-2-3A says, if a penalty is accepted, kind of key word, for a foul that occurs between the goal lines before a change of team possession during the down, the ball belongs to team A. Okay. So a couple examples. So the key phrase is accepted and before a change of team possession during the down. Okay.
Yes.
So example is A's. A second and 20 at the A-15, A-28, he runs off right guard and is hit and fumbles at the A-20, 5 yards beyond the neutral zone, okay?
Yep.
B-30 recovers the fumble while grounded at the A-20. During the run, B-90, he was flagged again for another defensive hold by the umpire, okay? So so what we know from the statement above is the ball will belong to team A because the foul occurred while they had the ball, right? As we like to say from time to time, B does not have clean hands during this, after this change of possession. They fouled prior to that, right?
Yeah.
So team A will accept this penalty for the defensive hold. So this will be enforced from the end of the related run. Repeat second down, which sometimes gets... It sometimes feels weird if you have a real positive gain that leaves you, because we had second and 20.
Yeah.
Right? So we have this run that goes beyond the neutral zone plus 10 more yards.
Yep.
So we're going to repeat second down, because anytime we have an accepted penalty, we're going to repeat that down unless it mandates a first down or puts us beyond the line to gain like you just talked about. So in this example, team A will accept the penalty for the defensive hold. This would be enforced from the end of the relay to run, like I just said, and repeat second down, second A's ball, second and 5 at the A-30. We're going to put 25 seconds on that play clock and the game clock on the ready for play signal. So the down shall be repeated, like the example above, unless the penalty also involves a loss of down or mandates a first down. Change the defensive hold to an hands to the face, or the ball leaves the ball beyond the line of game, kind of like I just said a couple minutes ago. So what are some exceptions? Down being repeated after accepting a penalty during the down. 833B1, fouls by team B on a try. Okay. So team A may accept the score with penalties for personal fouls and unsportsmanlike conduct fouls enforced on the succeeding kickoff or from the succeeding spot in extra periods.
So this is a case where we're not repeating the down, right?
Correct.
That's the point of this. These exceptions.
Yes, right? Because the original rule where we read at the top was if a penalty is accepted for a foul that occurs between the goal lines before a change of team possession during the down, the ball belongs to team A. So if we have 833B1, the foul by team B on the try, and it's a specific foul, they can be tacked on to the succeeding kickoff or succeeding spot in extra period. So there's an exception.
Okay.
The next exception is 10-2-3. 10-3, we're talking about post-scrimmage kick.
Yeah.
So under PSK enforcement rules, fouls by Team B that satisfy the conditions in paragraph B below, which is PSK, are treated as if Team B had been in possession at the time the foul was committed, even though by rule,
yep,
the team had not, possession had not changed. So there's an exception to that.
Okay. Makes sense.
Another one is 10-2-4. So penalties for penalties for all fouls by the kicking team, other than the kick catch interference, during a free kick play or scrimmage kick play in which the ball crosses the neutral zone, again, except field goal attempts, are enforced either at the previous spot, and there's that exception, penalty option for a safety for fouls in Team A's end zone, or at the spot where the subsequent dead ball belongs to Team B at the option of B. So there's another one where A is not always going to put the ball into play. There's another exception. And the last exception is 10-2-5. And we've talked about that one a lot. So fouls during or after a touchdown, field goal, or try. And these are fouls by the non-scoring team during a down that ends in a touchdown, not on the try. So the first one says, like we've read, 15-yard penalties for personal fouls and unsportsmanlike conduct fouls are enforced on the try or succeeding kickoff at the option of the scoring team. If there is no kickoff, the accepted penalty is enforced on the try. So, again, these are just exceptions to to paragraph A, okay?
Yeah.
Just reading all these exceptions. And if you want some serious details, go back to the Matt Mills episode, episode 22 from season 1. Okay, so let's move to one more. Penalties for live ball fouls during field goal plays are administered by rule, but when a field goal is successful, Team A shall have the option, right, of either taking the points off,
yep,
and replaying, or for personal fouls and unsportsmanlike conduct, they can keep the score and tack that on to the succeeding spot, right? Free kick or succeeding spot in extra periods.
Yes. You know, an aside, mm-hmm, I don't know why they don't just say succeeding spot.
I don't know.
Maybe it just clarifies, because succeeding spot is succeeding spot, right, whether it's a kickoff or
it's where you're, it's where you're going.
Yeah. So anyway, that just,
yeah.
Maybe okay, just to be clearer.
It would be simpler.
Yeah.
But then there's a handful that, don't always let us to take us. Well, I guess it would be, because even if you, and this is a sidebar, but even if you had where we always talk about which ones can we take to overtime or which one can we take to just to the kickoff.
Yeah.
Because if you say the succeeding spot, well, that's the try is realistically on a touchdown play. Let's get off the sidebar. It'll get too confusing. Okay. So 5-2-3-B. I know all that A was kind of long, but I was trying to touch on all the exceptions. And all those exceptions are in the rule, okay? So B says if the penalty involves a loss of down, the down shall count as one of the four in that series. So the only thing that I wanted to add is that if the succeeding spot following a penalty left the ball on or beyond the line to gain, like stated above, and you kind of touched on a little bit of this. So examples, A's ball, second and four at the B 45. A7 runs a read option play and keeps the ball into the side zone. So A7 tosses it to A20, kind of like a pitch option, before he's going to be tackled at the B 30, which is 15 yards downfield.
Yep.
Okay. The pitch was caught by A20. At the B28 and runs the 15 where he's forced out of bounds. So this ends up being a forward pass, illegal forward pass, because it was thrown at the B30 and caught at the B28.
Okay.
Okay, so we have an illegal forward pass. But that spot of the foul.
Yep.
Loss of down. Well, if we were to have that loss of down. But after enforcement, we're still beyond the line to gain, just like you talked about in your previous talk.
5-yard penalty.
5-yard penalty from the spot of the foul, which would leave us at the B35, and it was second and four from the B45. So after that loss of down normal penalty, we're still beyond the line to gain, which gives us
So after the 5 yards, we're beyond the line of gain.
Yes.
And since that other rule says, if we end up beyond the line of gain, mm-hmm. we're going to have a first down with a new series. Yeah. So there is no down to lose, basically.
Right. Yep.
So I think we said this on another episode. Mm-hmm. That loss of down means the I should probably read it, but it's the loss of the right to repeat the down.
Right.
If there's no down, if we're not repeating a down, mm-hmm. then you can't lose that right.
So. Right. Exactly.
So anyway, that's what that was all about.
So when he's after enforcement, we're still beyond. So the yep. LOD doesn't even matter. We're back to that, continuity of downs again, like yeah. we talked about last week.
That's a good one. When I first kind of learned about that part of it, like mm-hmm. a few years ago, mm-hmm. that one kind of blew my mind a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Okay, so 5-2-4.
5-2-4.
Fouls.
Oh my goodness.
After change of team possession.
Yep.
So this is where we always talk about when we have fouls and changes of team possession.
Yeah.
Let's just take it extra slow, right? Communicate it very thoroughly.
Yeah.
Okay. So it says this. If a penalty is accepted for a foul that occurs during a down after a change of team possession, the ball belongs to the team in possession when the foul occurred. Okay. That's kind mm-hmm. of a key statement. The down and distance by any such penalty shall be first down with a new line to gain. Okay? Pretty simple.
Pretty simple.
Except in 10-2-5A. Okay? Oh. That's what gets us a little bit sometimes.
Yes.
So if just a basic example, team A throws an interception and team B runs and during his return, there's a block in the back, right? So B fouled while they had possession. Mm-hmm. So they'll keep the ball because they have clean hands. After enforcement of their penalty, they will have a new line to gain that will be established following the penalty, first down and 10, right? Okay, so let's look at a couple things. What did I write down here? A's ball first and 10 at the 50. I'm just going to go right in the middle of the field, easy stuff.
Yep.
A7 throws a pass that is intercepted by B20 at the B30. Okay, 20 yards downfield. So B20 returns the ball to the 50, back to where they first started, and he's tackled. During the return, B45 blocks oncoming tackler A65 below the waist at the B40. Okay, so we have a foul by the team in possession.
Yep.
So we go right to the basis of 5-2-4 there. So we'll enforce that penalty under 3-1, and team B will keep the ball. All right?
Sounds good.
Pretty simple. Yep. So now let's go this one. A's ball, first and 10 at the A50. Again, same thing. A7 throws a pass that is intercepted by B20 at the B30.
Yep.
B20 returns the ball again to the 50. During the return, A80 blocks the lead blocker below the waist at the B40.
Wait, is this a B? He blocks, who's he blocking? Sorry.
He's just, so A, one of teammate, the passing team is taking out the lead blocker low.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay,
yep.
It's just, I'm trying to make an A foul here.
Okay, gotcha.
Let's see.
Trying to follow you. Sorry, I screwed you up.
No. It's all good. So this is just a simple, it's no different. Either way, we have a foul on team B, they're going to keep the ball, yep. or team A, they're going to keep the ball. Just a matter of which way we're enforcing it, forward or backward.
Yeah.
Just real simple stuff.
It was whoever is in possession.
Yes.
After that change right. of possession. Okay, that right. makes sense.
So they're not going to decline it and yep. take the result of the play because A fouled during mm-hmm. B's run while they were in possession. Right. So if it was the opposite, like A fouled before, they would have to decline and take the result of the play instead of the penalty because, so let me just make that start over clear.
Yeah.
Let's say A fouled before team B gained possession.
Yes.
So if that occurs, mm-hmm. then team A fouled while they were in possession.
Yes.
So team B would have to decline that to take the result of the play to keep the football, right?
Yep. Yeah, that's way, that's clearer. Yeah, because yes. whoever's in possession gets to, right. the ball belongs to them.
Right. So we always got to talk about who fouled, when did they foul, and where did they foul? Just those three few things, okay?
So it's another fairly simple one, but still got to know it.
Mm-hmm.
This one, the title is Penalty Declined. And it says, if a penalty is declined, the number of the next down shall be whatever it would have been if the foul had not occurred.
Mm.
So what does that mean? By example here, a third and 15 at the A30. A five runs for 5 yards and is tackled. Okay. If no foul, if there were no foul on this play, we just go to next down to be fourth down.
Right? Yes.
So I'm going to stick, if I stick a foul in there, A55 holds on the play.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This rule just basically says if B, in this case, B will probably decline the penalty because it'll take him to fourth down and they're so far back, they're not going to kick a field goal. So, so the down remains the same as it would if there were no foul at all.
Right. So this is one where you would get this penalty reported to you, and you would simply say, "Okay,
we're declining this,
moving on."
Yeah.
Yep.
No need to go ask the coach something this obvious.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
So, the next one is 5.2.6. It's a foul between downs. Okay. After a distance penalty incurred between downs, the number of the next down shall be the same as that established before the foul occurred.
Okay.
Okay. Unless enforcement for a foul by Team B leaves the ball on or beyond the line of gain, or a penalty mandates a first down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to focus on the first part because that second part is... to me, it's self-explanatory. If we just talked about it earlier, if there's a automatic first down or a B foul leaves the ball beyond the line of gain, there's gonna be a first down.
So, yes.
Example: the first part of this: a first and 10 at the A30.
Okay.
A9 runs for 5 yards and is tackled after the play. So. A9 runs for 5 yards and is tackled. Okay.
Okay.
So we will be going to second down.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So in this case, after the play, A55 blocks B22 to the ground, well away from the play.
Okay.
So we have a foul, and after enforcement of this foul, it's going to be the down that was established already.
Right.
That's basically what this rule is saying.
Because A was the... Team A was the fouling team.
Correct.
Right, so.
Yeah. So we'll take
Which still leaves us behind the line of gain and all that good stuff, but we're still going to go to second down.
Exactly, all of that.
Yep.
The same thing applies to live balls treated as dead ball fouls.
Okay.
Because this says after a distance penalty incurred between downs, and that penalty is incurred between the downs, it's not incurred during the live ball action.
Right.
I don't like the way that's written.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way the next actual rule is written, but article. And we can compare the two. I don't know why they didn't write them the same, but we can move on to that. So that, just know, between downs, you know, you often hear referees say the down counts.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, 15-yard penalty down counts on the second down or whatever it is.
Yep.
All right. 5.2.7.
Okay.
Foul between series. And by series, we mean a possession series in extra periods, right?
Yep.
So I'm going to start with A.
Okay.
The penalty for any dead ball foul, including live ball fouls treated as dead ball fouls, that occur after a series ends and before the ball is ready for play, shall be completed before the line of gain is established.
Okay.
So, so a couple of key phrases after a series ends. So after the ball is dead.
So that means we got a new first down.
So this is after the complete possession series ends.
Okay.
So we're going from the first possession series in extra periods.
Okay. Oh, we're so okay. Team, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So from Team A getting the ball to Team B getting
gotcha.
The ball.
Gotcha.
So whether they scored or not, or they turn over on downs, this is when that period we're talking about.
Gotcha.
And before the next ready for play. We have to complete this penalty, meaning accepted, decline, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, we're going to accept those.
Sure.
Before the line again is established. And so that just means we're going to set the line again after we enforce these penalties. Right. Okay. So as an example, first possession series of overtime, Team A kicks a field goal.
Okay.
It's successful, okay? It goes through, which means if there's no foul, we're just going on to the next possession series, right?
3 points and on to the next possession series.
So B's going to get the ball, okay?
Yep.
But after the play, after the play, A49 is flagged for an unsportsmanlike foul.
Okay.
So we're still going to go on to the next series, but we're going to enforce this from the succeeding spot. We're going to move B up closer 15 yards, and then we're going to set the line again.
Sure. Right?
So what's that, 25, 10? So
12 and a half.
15 is going to be off.
First and 10 from the 12 and a half.
First and 10. Oh, because this is half the distance on this one.
Yep.
And then we're going to have a new line again, and the next line of game is going to be established as 10 yards. So first and 10, it won't be like, I don't know, if it were a B foul, it wouldn't be like first and 25 or
right.
something like that.
Yep.
And then, so I added this just to kind of illustrate that it's before the ready for play.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say we enforce this penalty and ask Team B is, you know, everybody's lining up for the next possession series. Team A coach is still mad at the last flag.
Mm-hmm.
And he earns himself an unsportsmanlike foul.
Okay, so we're all set at first and 10 from the 12 and a half.
From the 12 and a half.
And the coach.
We haven't blown it in yet.
We haven't blown it in yet?
We have not blown it in yet. And the coach comes, you know, he's still out on the field complaining about that last call.
Mm-hmm.
And so he earns an unsportsmanlike foul.
Okay.
We're still going to go another half the distance to the goal, right? And you can do the math. And then the line of game will be established.
Sure.
So in this case, the line of game is going to be the goal line, right? And we're
so I think if you were to illustrate it even easier or more apparent would be, let's see, put it on Team B.
Yeah.
Because we're starting at first and 10 at the 12 and a half.
Yep.
And let's say the Team B coach.
So the next one, yep.
Are you going there?
Oh, no, no.
Okay.
Yep, go ahead.
And so if Team B coach or somebody.
Yes.
And then we move back.
More back 15.
We're still going to be first and 10 from wherever we're our succeeding spot.
Yeah.
Because we have not
blown it in yet.
You're right.
Yep.
So that, which means that the line to gain is not established.
Exactly.
Until then. Okay.
So so the next one is just kind of, I mean, I shouldn't say the opposite, but kind of in comparison to what we just talked about.
Uh-huh.
This one is when a foul happens after the ball is ready for play. So B says the penalty for any dead ball foul that occurs after the ball is ready for play shall be completed after the line again is established.
Yep.
So we've already said, hey, it's first and 10.
Mm-hmm.
Then a foul occurs, a dead ball foul. So false start, unsportsmanlike conduct, yeah. whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to enforce that penalty. And since the line again has already been established, then we're going to add on to that,
right.
you know, that distance to the line of games.
We're just moving the box.
Exactly.
Yep.
So a quick example, Team B's in formation awaiting that second possession series.
Mm-hmm.
Referee blows in a ready for play. The Team B head coach is out on the field, like arguing some previous call.
Yep.
And he gets an unsportsmanlike foul. Instead of being first and 10 at the 25, it'll be first and 25 at the 40, right? Yep. B40.
Yep.
Or the A40. Yeah.
Yeah.
We won't go into that.
Yes. All right. That's another topic.
So those are, that's the foul between possession series.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. So 5.2.8.
Yep.
Fouls by both teams.
Fouls by both.
So this is really simple. Okay.
Yeah.
If both teams foul.
Yep.
During the down or they're reported to the referee.
Yes.
The foul's offset.
Yes.
And we start over. Repeat the down.
Repeat the down. Yes.
Exception. Exception. So I'm only going to talk about the exceptions.
Yes.
Which also falls under 10-1-4.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
So I'm just going to run through, and I do this a lot better by just going right off the top of the dome. Okay. Okay? Because sometimes when I read stuff that I wrote down, I don't know where it came from. So here we go.
Yeah.
I like this better.
Yes.
Go. So I'm going to run through two scenarios on a free kick, scenario on a scrimmage kick,
yep.
And a scenario, just a simple scrimmage down, okay?
Okay. Let's go.
Okay. So free kick play.
Yep.
Kicks in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Team A is offside. And B49 pulls down a kicker in the middle of the field while the kick is in the air.
Yes.
Team B signals for a fair catch at the 15 and completes it.
Gotcha. Okay,
so we know that on the kick rules we would go to the 25 if we were going to go there, but we have two live ball fouls that are going to be reported to the referee. Just talking too fast again. We have a hold on the receiving team,
yes,
and we have an offside on the kicking team.
Yes.
Okay. So the biggest point I want to make here is sometimes, and I might be jumping the gun on my next one, but that's okay. Sometimes people like to. And I'm going to say people because I've done it. And where we like to go, well, can we use the PSK
yes.
exception to refuse offsetting and B, keep the ball following enforcement of their penalty or their enforcement of their foul?
Right.
So we always have to remember post-scrimmage kick enforcement is only on scrimmage kicks, okay? And I say that because I screwed that up when I first was learning it. So this is a free kick.
Free kick.
We just offset these and re-kick.
Correct.
Okay. And we are going to re-kick because we have a kick, not yes. replay. So that's all. Okay. So enough of that.
Yeah. Remember that on test day.
Yes.
That's usually what it gets you, right?
Absolutely.
You're going too fast and you forget that it's a free kick. And you're like, oh, let's post.
I think that was on our clinic test last year. Yeah. Something just like this. Okay.
Yeah. So, all right.
Okay.
All right.
So run through another one now. Free kick play again.
Yep.
We have A offside again.
Mm-hmm.
They're chomping at the bit to get downfield. And then team B receives the kick at the 15 and returns it to the 45. Okay. Out of bounds. Yeah. During his return, one of his teammates pulls down a kicker at the B30.
Okay.
Okay. So we have an A foul.
During the kick.
During the kick. And we have a B foul during the return.
Okay.
Okay. And this would fall into 3-1 if we're going to enforce. So since Team B has clean hands, mm-hmm. like we talked earlier, they can jump into this exception if they want to, meaning they can refuse A's penalty,
mm-hmm.
decline that,
yep.
enforce theirs under 3-1 and keep the football.
Correct.
Okay. So the one other avenue I want to put into this is let's move this foul. Let's move this back a little bit. Okay.
Back
so the kick was caught at the B10 and returned to the 40. Just like we did before. But this time there was a hold at the B20 on B during the return.
Yes.
Okay, so we still have a foul on A and a foul on B.
Mm-hmm.
B has clean hands because they possess the kick prior to their fouling.
Mm-hmm.
So they can refuse offsetting penalties if they would like to. My point to this is B, if this is where I think we talk to a coach, and maybe we don't, maybe we just re-kick. Because if they keep the ball after enforcement, they're going to go from the 20 to the B10.
Yeah.
So are they going to want to do that?
I doubt it.
I doubt it. So maybe we probably don't even ask.
Yeah.
Because if we know some philosophies on ourselves as officials, Team B, they lost in that transaction.
Right.
Because if they can simply get a touchback or a fair catch and move it up 15 yards.
Correct.
Right. Correct. So there's some times where if we can go into 10-1 for exception and we know it's obvious that we should just give, you know, redo it. This is one.
This, yep.
So it's just bigger than the exception.
Yeah.
Right. So I wanted to add that in there.
Yep. No, that's huge. That's huge. Like game management stuff right there. So, go ahead.
Okay. So scrimmage kick. The thing I want to touch on this is
this is PSK.
This is PSK. We're in scrimmage kick. We're in scrimmage kick formation right now.
Yeah.
Dwayne's 10 yards behind me. Okay. So we have a same thing. I'm going to keep this simple. A is, no, I can't do that. That doesn't work. Mm-hmm. We have an illegal formation on A. Okay, because A can't be offside on this. Okay, so we have an illegal formation on A.
Yep.
And then during the kick, we have a takedown hold by B49 at the 40-yard line, B40-yard line, okay?
Okay.
Previous spot was the 50.
Yep.
And the kick goes into the end zone. We get results in a touchback. Okay?
Sounds good.
So we have two fouls during the down, one on each team.
Yep, and during the kick, right?
And during the kick.
Okay.
So we can offset, replay the down since we have two live ball fouls reported to the referee.
Yep.
Since this foul is governed under post-scrimmage kick enforcement, then the 10-1-4 exception applies.
Kicks in.
Okay.
Yep.
So, again, go to your game management and think if they want to do this or not, because the foul occurred at the 30. The basic spot for a touchback is the 20, which would put them back to the 10 again.
Correct.
Do they want to do that? Do they want the ball or do they want to retry it? So you go through that in your own mantra to see if that works for you or what you think you want to do. So my point with that is whether a team B has possession or not, if it governs under PSK, this exception falls into play. So we can go into that one, okay? And the same thing, I'm not even going to go through a scrimmage down. It's just the same. Clean hands.
Clean hands.
If B has clean hands, they can exercise that exception. If not, just like the 528 says, fouls by both teams, they offset and replay.
Yeah, so, and just to tack on to that, this is the team in last possession. So if we go ABA and A doesn't foul until they last get possession, these same things can happen in regards to the scrimmage down. And
correct.
Possession. So,
correct.
So good stuff. And the last one. So let's just finish this off. This just says the rule this is Article 9, rule decisions are final. No rule decision may be changed after the ball is next legally snapped. Legally free kicked or the second or fourth periods have ended. Exception, the number of a down may be corrected anytime within that series of downs or before the ball is legally next put in play after that series. So you can tell the coach after the ball is snapped, hey, I would have changed that, but the ball was snapped, so I can't do it. No, I'm kidding. That's the rule, right? So, after it's snapped, free kicked, or the halves end, then you can't change.
It's over.
Yeah, you're done.
In my thinking, then that really hammers home for replay.
Yeah.
Right. So once the ball's snapped.
Yeah.
Replay gets some different view.
Yep.
It's over. It's a wrap. it's a wrap. Great point. But I love that the point of a down, an incorrect down can be fixed anytime within that series until that ball is legally snapped.
Yep.
In the next series. So we could have a first and 10.
Mm-hmm.
And if we haven't snapped the ball, we can still repair a down error.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So that's a huge one.
Yes, sir.
So.
That is definitely huge because, yeah,
It just
we don't want to lose down.
No,
they
no.
Give us a lot of latitude to
fix that. To make some, make it right. Right.
Make it right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's that is the
that is it.
That's I'm not going to say it again. The the unsexy 5.2.
Unsexy 5.2.
But it still went for almost an hour. So there you go.
You stay with us because it's not sexy.
I know. So if you did, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So Dwayne, it's going to be a couple weeks.
Going to be a couple of weeks. Couple of things I wanted to say, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the VOC.
Yes.
Another one coming in August. August 10th is the date. It's a Saturday. Same times as the last one.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get you out the topic and information and all that stuff. Cost will be the same. So just save the date for that one. The other one is... after clinic season, the regular season is about to start.
Yep.
So we only have a handful of episodes left in our podcast season, so we can focus on our season. So
that's right.
Just putting those public announcements out there. So,
we're shooting for the end of August, so just before the season starts, and we'll see how it goes. But so far, it's been a great off season. I don't know. Is there a word such that one of our first couple episodes? So, we appreciate it. So, Dwayne, talk to you in a couple weeks.
Yes, sir.
Okay.